relatively short Amud today. We are on the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah had told us that there was an incident with a certain Tzduki, and he was supposed to be doing Nisuch HaMayim, but because the Tzdukim didn't believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh, so instead of pouring it into the bowl on the Mizbeach, poured it onto his feet, so they stoned him with their Sregim. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, Maisav Tzduki Echad, three lines up from the bottom. There was an incident with this one Tzduki, Trinithich al Gabe Raglov, but he poured the water onto his feet, Urgumu Kalamis Regan, and the entire nation stoned him with their Sregim. And that day, there was a pagam, a blemish, in the Karen, in the horn of the Mizbeach. So it's not, the Gemara doesn't make it totally clear exactly what it was exactly. It's just clear, says Rashi, Ayidei Avonim, Shazar Kuboy. I don't know if it was the Asuragim or if they also threw rocks, but because of all of the items that were being thrown at this Stuki, so apparently they made a dent or something like that in the corn, in the horn, in the corner of the Mizbeach. We have you Bul Shel Melech. So they brought a fistful of salt, v'sasmuhu, and they closed it up. So whatever this den was, whatever the missing part was, they patched it up with salt. Lomi b'nei shehuch shel avoida, not because that made it kosher to do avoida, then in other words, not because that's considered to be a legitimate way to fix the mizbeach, lomi b'nei shel yireh mizbeach pogum, but then it shouldn't be noticeable, it shouldn't be like a disgrace that the mizbeach itself looked like it was pagum, like it had some sort of damage that was done to it. There was an inyan of kavod. So the Gemara says, "I'm mentes, I'm an aleph." She called mizbeach shein lai like kevish, like karam, like yisayv, like rivua, pasal avoda. Any mizbeach, in other words, if the mizbeach has to be rebuilt, refurbished, whatever the case may be. So if it doesn't have a kevish, that's the ramp. If it doesn't have the karam, that's what we're talking about. The horn, four horns, one on each corner. And it doesn't have the base that sticks out a little bit on certain sides, and it's not a perfect square, so then pasal la avoida, it is no good for avoida. The avoida is done and it is invalid. Rehuda adds, even the soivev, the part that was the mizbeach was made in almost like building blocks with the bigger ones on the bottom, smaller ones on the top. So there was a certain area the Kohanim could walk around in order to sprinkle the blood. So that's called the soivev, like soviv, that it goes around. So he held that was also ma'akev in the mizbeach. It wasn't just something that was extra, but that the having such an area around the mizbeach was ma'akev. Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan, shisin, mishay shisin mevreshis nivro. The shisin refers to the hollow that was under the mizbeach. We'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss it now. Some of the definitions or some of the options about what exactly it was and how far it went, but it refers to the place under the mizbeach that the nisuch hayayin and the mayim, when there was the wine and the water, were poured into those holes on the mizbeach, so they would go down into this area called the shisen. So the Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rama Bamarchan, Rabbi Yochanan, that these shisen mishenches and mibreshes nivro were created already from the 6 days of creation. It wasn't something that was built when they built the Mizbeach, but they were already designated, already set aside, already waiting from the 6 days of creation for the Makom HaMikdash to be built in that spot. Shenemar, Chamukei Yerechayech, Kumei Chaloi Maaseh Yedei Amon. That the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim tells us something about Chamukei Yerechayech. Some translate that as your round thighs are like chaloyim, are like jewels, masi yedei aman, the maisim of the hands of a craftsman. So whatever is being referred to here as something that has to do with the thighs, whether it's round or something else, the thighs are like jewels that a master craftsman has forged. Gemara explains, yerechayech, the thighs, elu hashisen, that refers to these passageways through which the wine and the water would go down into the ground. Kamoi chalayim are like jewels. So, number one, when it says chamukei yirei chayich, so chamukei, Rashi says here, doesn't mean rounded, It means like beseser, that it's hidden, it's in a secret place. Lashon chamak avar, like you find elsewhere in Shir Hashirim, that the daidi has disappeared. Nistar v'nechsem yemeni, he has become hidden and covered from me, I can't find him. And Rashi gives other examples of that also. So chamuke yerechaicher, says Rashi, the way that Gemara is interpreting it certainly means that you're hidden away thighs. Thighs are meaning these shisen, the passageways that the wine and the water would go down to the ground, these shisen. So that's like jewels. What do you mean like jewels? So again, the Gemara explains that that is a little bit of a play on words. Chaloim, cheslamet aleph, also sounds like mechulalin, that a chalal means a hollowed out area. So these shisen are like hollowed out areas, v'yordan aratahoim, and they go down all the way to the depths of the earth, maase de aman, and it is the work of a master craftsman, zemaise yedei umanusai, shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is the craftsmanship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanu Rebbe Shmuel, Bereshis, when we say in the first word in the Torah, Bereshis Bara Lekem, I'll take Bereshis, Ela Bara Shis. That Hashem created something called Shis. What is Shis? Shis is singular for Shisin, one of the two Shisin. So it's a remez to the idea, again, the same idea, that the Shisin were already created from Maaseh Bereshis, that the Makom HaMizbeach was always supposed to be there, and the Makom HaMizbeach was already in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind when he created the world, and whatever is necessary to happen through the pouring of the wine, the Nesachim, through these Shisen, was already something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had prepared when he created the world. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shisen Mechulam V'yardan Tahoim, that these Shisen were hollow, and they went down all the way to what's called the Tahoim, the depths of the earth. Shinemar Shira Na L'Yididi Shiras Daidi. It says in the Pasuk, these fancy gemaras. Here we go. In Yeshayo, Parakeh. So it says over there that Yeshayo is talking about a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Kalal Yisrael. And the Navi says, Ashira na ledidi. I'm going to sing to my beloved, Shiras Daidi lekarmoy, the song that my beloved has about his own vineyard. Kerem haya ledidi. My beloved had a vineyard. But Karen Ben Shemen, in a corner of his vineyard was a Ben Shemen. So Shemen here means like Shamein, that it was a place that was very fat, meaning it was the best. And he made a fence around it, from the word skila, that he threw the stones away, removed all the stones from that area so that the soil would be very good. And he planted there all kinds of the best shoots. Even Migdol v'seichoy, and in that particular area, he made a tower. Vegam yekev chatzav bo, and also carved it out. Right, chatzav is to carve out from rock or from ground. Yekev is the pit, the bor, the pit that the wine would eventually be stored in after it's pressed. So he also created such a bor in preparation for wine, even though it wasn't done yet. When the pasuk says that he planted all kinds of the best shoots, the Beis HaMikdash, that refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'yivin migdal b'seichoin, he made a tower in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, that refers to the Mizbeach. Gam yekev chatzav boy, also he prepared it for a place to store and to ferment the wine. Eu ha-shisen, that is a reference to the shisen underneath. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, lul katan haya ben kevesh la-Mizbeach, there was a hollow area, a small hollow area between the ramp and the Mizbeach, by my Rabbi Shal Kevesh, on the west side of the Kevesh, v'achas l'shivim shana, and once every 70 years, pirchigun yordan l'sham, the youngsters of the Kohanim would go down into that area, malakten misham yayin karush, and they would collect congealed wine, shedem l'gli dvela, that looked like these fig cakes. You know, sometimes you see in a store in a circle, they have these circles of figs. It's a bunch of figs that are all pressed together. It looks like congealed figs. And they would burn it b'kedusha. Zok to Rashi, four lines up from the bottom in Rashi. b'makom kadosh ba'azara, in a place that I would had kiddusha in the azara, not on the mizbeach, but in a special place in the azara. This, by the way, seems to be a little bit of a machlekes, because according to the shita, the wine that would go down into the sheets did not go down all the way to the tehoim. It only went down to the floor of the mizbeach, and that way it congealed sometimes, and then over time, it congealed, and then the Pirkei Kehuna would collect it once every 70 years. So that is which seems to be why the Gemara is bringing it over here. In any case, they collected these big, congealed things of wine, and they would burn them with Kedusha in the Azar Shenemar, but Kedush Aseich, Nesech Shechar LaHashem, that when the Pasuk speaks about the pouring the wine, it says, Bekedush Aseich, that when they were just like the Kedusha, they do the wine libations, Nesech Shechar LaHashem, so the libations are an intoxicating something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does the Gemara want from that? What does it mean? Kishem, Emtasem et Beis, Kishem Shenisucha Bekedusha. Just like when the libations, pouring the wine, was done with Bekedusha, Kach Sreifasa Bekedusha. So too, when they would burn it, they would also burn it in Bekedusha, meaning in the Kadosh place in the Azar. My Mashma. Well, how do you see that that's what the Pasuk is talking about? How do you see that at all? I'm Ravina Asya Kodesh Kodesh. It's Gzera Shavu between the word Kodesh. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here in the Pasuk, we're talking about Bekodesh Aseich, that when they would do the Nisachim, they would pour the wine. It was Bekodesh. Ksiv Hasam, and it says, Shroi Shchav Tas Lamadal, Abim Yuasar, Mibisar Miluim, Menalechem Adaboyker, and if there is leftovers, Vasaraftas, and Noisar Ba'esh, you have to burn what's left over in fire, Le Yacha Ki Kodesh Hu, and not allowed to eat it because it's considered to be Kodesh, but it is Noisar, it is left over, and you have to burn it. So just like the pouring of the wine was done with Kedusha, so too the burning of it has to be done with Kedusha. So that is Gzeira Shava, that whenever, just like the pouring, so too the burning always has to be done with Kedusha. Not because the Pasuk is Mashma that way, but because Gzeira Shava. That you find the word in both places, that when it comes to the pouring, just like the burning, both have to be done with Kedusha.